producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea, 855-993-7569. Sean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. How am I to help you?
So I've been out of a relationship for about a year that ended kind of poorly, and we were together for about 7 years before that. I'm kind of entering the dating market again, but I feel like I'm a little rusty about what I should be expecting, okay. How things kind of go along, when things progress from one stage to the next. So that's what I need your help with.
Okay, how old are you, Sean?
34.
And why did the last relationship break up?
Infidelity.
On whose part?
Their part.
Okay. Have you had anything to do with this person in the last year or not?
Yes, we stay in contact.
So when you say you've been out of the relationship for a year, what specifically does that mean?
That we separated, we're no longer together. We're
okay. Is this straight or gay relationship?
Gay.
Okay. When you say you see each other, you stay in touch. How often do you see each other?
Maybe twice a month.
Okay. The reason I ask is that may think about it from your point of, from the other side for a moment. Let's say you started dating somebody and you got to know them, and you said, "Gee, you know, how long have you been out of the relationship?" And they'd say a year, and say, "Well, you know, infidelity," and say, "Well, but we're still in touch." Ugh. So you hear that? Do you have any notion that the two of you could get back together?
No, I think it's too far gone.
Does he?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So let's... I know, don't you hate it when I'm really, you know, I'm intuitive about this? Because otherwise we go, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's talk about her. And all right, here's the deal, my dear. I think part of your confusion, for lack of a better word, part of your leeriness about sort of reintroducing yourself into the dating scene is perfectly logical. You've been out of it for a while. But part of it is, I'm not sure you're completely unencumbered. And I'm not sure that a potential date would view you as unencumbered, which is going to make things very complicated. And dating is complicated enough without that. So it would seem to me that the first thing you need to do is, for lack of a better term, clean this situation up a little bit.
Okay.
And it may be that, let me just say a couple things before we hone in on this one. I think it is possible to go from a romance into a friendship, but there needs to be an obvious break. There needs to be what we call a lacuna, a real hole between the one and the other, because otherwise, and if this hasn't come up, it's very likely to come up. Especially if you start dating somebody else, that he either asks about this and then feels he has to up the ante, or that this relationship doesn't work very well and you're feeling kind of blue and call him up and he comes over to console you. I mean, you can see that it's too ambiguous right now. And one of the last things you need in any dating situation is any ambiguity, because there's enough that's going to be inherent, because you're trying to get to know potentially a stranger, and that's going to create all of its own kind of challenges. So having a sort of a ghost in the machinery is not helpful at all. So the first thing I think you need to do is say to this dude, we need to take a break from each other, and I'll always care about you, and if you're in trouble, you know, I want to hear, but I don't want it to be, I mean, because there are people who date who see each other twice a month. So, you know, you're in this kind of gray area where it's not serious dating, because that's a couple of times a week, but it's not completely broken off either. And that's going to make dating very complicated for both of you. And, you know, if he's nice to you or you're nice to him, what does that mean? And you know, you don't need to have breakup or makeup or sympathy sex. I mean, it's just, I think you're going to have to clean this up first. And it may take a little while longer, which means I know it's been a year, and obviously you are on some level aware of my dreaded one-year rule. But I don't think it's been long enough, and I don't think it's been clean enough and clear enough. So the first thing I think you're going to have to do before you start dating is undate this dude.
Let me throw a wrench into that, which is that I
can hardly wait. Pardon?
I have. I have started dating.
Well, I mean, but that doesn't surprise me, but it still means that it's probably part of the reason that, I mean, I think you're still going to have to get clear of this other relationship.
Okay.
And so how long have you actually been dating the person that you're dating?
A little over a month.
Okay. Does this have some potential of seriosity?
Yes.
Okay. So what are the questions? So all of a sudden we've gone from an abstraction to a specific issue. I still maintain that part of the question mark is because you've got a ghost. You know, you've got somebody hovering over the relationship, and that's not going to help either of you. And it may be that this guy is the transition, the one that you're seeing now is a transition one, which means you're going to treat him like a Band-Aid, which is an unfortunate thing to do to another human being. So tell me about this relationship. What are the questions about this dude?
You know, I'm just trying to understand, actually you talked about the gray area. That's kind of where I feel like I'm in a little bit. Like, so we've been about 5 weeks, although we hung out before we kind of decided that we're going to, quote, see each other. And we talked about, like, next steps and what that means. Like, and I'm trying to understand from your perspective, what are those, like, quote, phases? Like, okay. We're seeing each
All
other,
right.
We're dating, we're...
All right, but Sean, that it becomes even more crucial that you're out of this other relationship, because think of just as an abstraction for a moment. You've known one person for 8 years, of which seven of which you've been involved, and one of which you've been sort of involved, and you've got somebody that you've known for 5 weeks. It's just not balanced. You need to, and what I would say to the dude right now is, listen, I think this relationship really has some potential, you know, of getting to know each other and hanging out with each other and hopefully putting off sex long enough so we can actually know who the other person is before we get completely sidetracked by hormones, which I know you haven't, but, you know, at least I need to say it because it makes much more sense. That friendship into a romance is much easier than the other way around, because that's what you're trying to do with the ghost, is you're trying to go from romance into a friendship, and you can see it's not that easy, and there needs to be a break. Well, and the break will, even though so what I would say to dude right now, especially if you think it has some potential, you know what? I think one of the reasons that I'm a little rusty about dating is not only that I'm rusty about dating, but that I'm not, you know, I'm not completely emotionally available yet, and I'm sure he's figured that out as well. What I need to do is put both, you know, is put a relationship to bed. Not figuratively, but literally, or maybe not literally, but figuratively. And then I'd really like to call you in the next couple, you know, and maybe after the first of the year. And then let's see where we get, because there is an organic pattern to relationships. It's not the same for everybody, but it, because even with the same people involved or the same person, you're going to be with a different person, and they're going to have different, they may work longer, they may be out of town, they may have a sick parent, they may, I mean, be going to school. I mean, they're all, you know, the different people have different constraints on their time, but you've got a constraint on your emotions, and that's going to make dating very hard. You know, I don't want to go too fast. I'm just getting over a relationship. Let's say that the new dude says, gee, Sean, you're the best thing since sliced bread. I'd really like to move in with you. And you're thinking, geez Louise, I just got out of a relationship, and what's the ghost going to think about this? So you're not ready yet. And I think once you're ready, then relationships have their own particular organic rhythm to them. That, you know, that was great. We had a great date last week. I don't really want to wait another week to see you again. Can I see you on Thursday? Gee, that was great. You know, I'd really like to jump your bones, but I'd really like to get to know you a little bit better. So can we go and have, you know, breakfast on Sunday? And then, gee, I'd really like to see you, but but I'm, you know, I'm going to be out of town for the next week, so let's not launch something. You know, that they have their own rhythm. I think what's getting in the way of the rhythm and the planning is the ghost. So I think you're going to have to get rid of the ghost and put the new dude on ice temporarily, and then I think it'll be obvious. And I don't think you have to worry so much about the pattern as just your availability emotionally. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid Mon Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to leaveyourdiabetes.com for your free video. That's leaveyourdiabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to leaveyourdiabetes.com now. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So you hear that that sort of being out of a relationship really means being out of a relationship. And sometimes we can get out cleanly, but quite often, and that's why the one-year rule says, it's not that it's 1 year since you stopped living together, or 1 year since you stopped loving each other. It's 1 year since you haven't really been involved with each other. And see each other twice a month, and that's dating still. And so, you know, that you want to make sure that you enter into other relationships without being haunted by the current one. Because you're going to mess up a relationship. And how we start off relationships is going to be, you know, it's not only that it's poison seed, it's that it's trust, it's being someone that we can sustain, someone that is trustworthy. So being out of a relationship is really important. Alrighty. 855-993-7569. So this is the season of flu. Alright?
Oh no.
Oh yes, the dreaded flu season.
Run!
Yes. So the question is, we were asking people, is are you gonna get a flu shot? So are you gonna get a flu shot? You're gonna get a flu shot, yes?
I already got mine. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So we asked people why or why they were not going to get flu shots. And apparently, I mean, a lot of places will give you a free flu shot. Did you know that?
I have heard that. I haven't found one, but I have heard that there are places that will do that, yeah.
Yeah, my insurance, and it's been true for certainly the last couple of years, is...
we'll cover
it. Has always paid for flu shots, yeah.
Mine too, fortunately. So, yeah. I haven't had to... pay out of pocket for any. That's
and you can go like, I mean, which I think is a really good thing. You can go to like Walgreens or something. You don't have to have a doctor's appointment.
Yep.
And I mean, I think this is how. Yeah, look, I for one think this is how medical care has to kind of evolve. That going to a doctor for things that you don't really need a doctor for.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It just is. It's sort of bulking up a system that's already pretty bulked. So.
Yep. I think things like even the Apple Watch and some of these health devices, wearables, and those sort of things are going to, in the future, maybe 5 years out from now, are going to cut down a lot on those visits to the doctor that maybe we don't need to have, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. And they're getting to be more around here, at least. There are these kind of freestanding kind of walk-in medical things that are presumably fairly... you know, fairly affordable.
Right. So,
yeah. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, all right. I for one hope so. I hate going to the doctor. I don't know about you, but...
I actually have a doctor that I actually like.
I do too. I shouldn't say I don't like my doctor. I definitely do, but...
It can take so long, and it's very expensive. And you know, what sort of irritates me, which... is I think, having said I liked my doctor, is when my doctor's there, my doctor's great. When my doctor's not there, and I'm a great fan of paraprofessionals, except his paraprofessional. Sure. And basically, it's one of the complications, which I probably am being a bit of a brat about, but I've actually been to medical school and she hasn't. And therefore, and I'm certainly willing... to negotiate with my, you know, my doctor is deals very well with me. He says, you're very smart.
Yep.
Shut up and come in.
Right.
I'm not sure what the solution is, but we're asking, but I don't go to him for flu shot. I went and got a flu shot. I know I needed a flu shot. I got the flu shot last year, and I've always been a little ambivalent about flu shots, but you got yours. I think maybe Ebola made everybody sort of think, maybe a flu shot.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry. If you get sick, you know it's not the
flu.
Well,
that's
it. Then, you know?
And that's what I did the first time I got a flu shot, sort of voluntarily, and, you know, was during right after September 11th, and I figured that way if I come down with symptoms, I'll figure it's anthrax.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You can believe
it. You know that you maybe have a reason for being worried instead of unfounded worry, you know? Yes, exactly.
All right, so let's hear. So we got a lot of response on this.
Tons of them, yeah. This actually has been one of our biggest ones so far, so people are... passionate about this.
Right, and they have to, the issue is if you respond, would you get a flu shot? You have to tell me why you would or wouldn't.
Yes, exactly. So we said, are you planning to get a flu shot this year? Why or why not? The first one in is Tracy, and she says no, emphatically. She says, I've never had the flu and can convince myself I'm not sick. You know, okay. I think there's people that probably can do that. I really do. There's some people that just never get sick.
Well, you know, but she also points out something else. She's not saying she's not going to get sick. She's saying she's going to convince herself she's not sick.
True,
which means, Tracy, God bless you. And I think that, there is partially, and we know that people are, for example, depressed, much more prone to illnesses.
Right.
When people are stressed, they're much more prone to illnesses. But we need to make sure, Tracy, my love, that you're not one of those people who is actually running a fever 110 go to work, because you'll make everybody at work sick.
Right, right. Good point. Dave says, I got the shot and have been sick for 10 days with something between a cold and the flu. Need a shot for the cold, too, he says. Wouldn't that be nice if they had a cold shot?
Yeah, rhinovirus. Yeah. Not at this moment.
No.
Well, in this time of year, I don't know where you live, baby cakes, but there's also, it's not cold per se, but there's a lot of pollen around because it's been a late fall. And there's a lot of wind, and then we really haven't had a hard freeze, and so there's a lot of pollen circulating, and you can get a lot of the same symptoms.
It hasn't been particularly, at least here anyways, hasn't been particularly wet this fall either.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not holding that pollen
down. Nothing's damped down,
Yep. Let's see, Murad says, no, because I'm worried I might get the symptoms of the flu. And,
well, there's some question about that. It's an attenuated virus, I think. And one year I think I did, and one year I didn't. So, I don't know. And I figured that, you know, a light case that jazzes up your immune system is probably better for you in the long run.
Yeah,
but, I hear.
The next one kind of says the same thing. Tom says, no, I've been sick from them in the past. Since then, we've read about mercury that they contain.
Well, I don't think they contain mercury anymore. I think they've changed.
Yes,
the,
I think that's kind of getting to be one of those old wives' tales at this point.
Yeah, it was also fillings and question of whether or not it had anything to do with autism, and I think most of that's been debunked.
Right, right. Let's see. Rochelle says, no, I don't bother. I hardly ever get the flu. I'm not closely around people very much.
I have all these hearty listeners, don't I? Well, luckily, we're not going to be shaking hands with each other, so.
They take care of themselves, apparently.
Yeah, my healthy bunch, yeah.
Let's see. Lorraine says, definitely yes, as I do each year. Had the flu once, and it was not pleasant.
No, flu is not great.
It isn't,
you know, as it can, it, even if you're relatively healthy, it can predispose you to some other stuff. So it's really worth, it's probably worth not getting it.
Right. Let's see. Pamela says, no, never had one and don't need to get them now. I keep my immune system strong by making sure my vitamin D is high. I eat well and exercise and get good rest.
Well, okay.
Yeah, if it works, it works, I guess.
I'm impressed with you guys. I'm not sure I necessarily agree, but 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Andrea, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I inadvertently overheard a conversation that one of my coworkers, who is slightly subordinate to me, not that it matters, had with one of our clients about one of his peers, another coworker who, again, is slightly subordinate to me.
Okay.
Where he completely maligned him out of the blue for absolutely no reason. And I say no reason because he discussed a project that I had worked on with the other gentleman that he actually had no input on at all. And what he said is that he had to come in to save the day, stop what he was doing so that the whole thing could be taken care of and resolved. and made appropriate, and he doesn't understand how this person functions, and he just said a whole list of terrible things to him, to the client.
Would this client have anything to do with other people at the company, or only the person, Mr. Big Mouth?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to deal with the client.
No. But
well, eventually he may have. Right now, it's only Mr. Big Mouth.
All right, because I'll tell you, I think what happened, and I'm not sure what your question is, but let me just walk you through it. My guess is that Mr. Big Mouth, while doing something incredibly inappropriate, was just trying to make himself feel, look big to the client. In other words, he was saying, you know, I'm the superstar here, I'm the rock star, that, you know, other people do bad things, and if the client is sequestered, so he'd only have to deal with this one person, with Mr. Big Mouth, then it's certainly ill-advised, but somewhat innocuous, in that other people have done similar things, in that said, you know, I'm the only one at the radio station who really has, you know, has an audience. You know, people do stuff like that.
Well, that's true, but I know.
It's not, that's what I'm saying. It makes a difference.
I know.
Because do I think what he did was okay? No, it wasn't. But he will then say to you, if you go to him, and you and I can talk about that part, but if you go to him and say, I overheard it, that's inappropriate, it's rude, and you can get sued for that, he's going to say to you, look, this, you know, I was just trying to make myself feel important, that the job was about to go away, he needed to know that, you know, that I was on his side, that, you know, that that's, it was just a technique to make him feel that I was his, you know, I was more on his side than the company's. And he, it's not an invalid point. So that's why I'm telling you, it makes a difference. If the client has access to the person he was bad-mouthing and might be working with him in the future, then it's completely out of line and the guy needs to be hauled in. If not,
He will. It's one of those things where there is a rotation that way.
Okay, well then, because that becomes the issue. You can see very quickly. There's no question that it wasn't a very nice thing to do. The point is, was it an effective thing to do? Because in business, as you know, nice is interesting, effective is what counts. Because as his supervisor, if the client only has access to Mr. Big Mouth, it's a very effective technique. It's saying, you know, I'm the superstar here. I'm the one everybody, you know, you should value working with me because I'm the superstar and I'll help you. And, you know, I'm much more on your side than the client. Very effective technique. It's called us versus them. On the other hand, if the deal is that client may have access or should have access to other people in the company, it's completely inappropriate, at which point you got to say to him, I overheard you say this. You know, I understand it's a technique for binding him to you, but given the fact that you're a part of this company, that the client will have access to other people, it makes you look petty and stupid and childish and mean-spirited, and you're not allowed to sequester clients like that. And if I ever hear of it again, you're fired.
Okay, I didn't know if I could actually do that because
sure.
It was not my intention to overhear the conversation.
No, but the point is that you see the differentiation I'm making.
I do. And
I would say to him, and especially if you're not terribly superior to him, I would say, I get it, that if in fact, what you may have been focusing on, Mr. Big Mouth, was the fact that the short term, which is this is certainly a very effective technique of getting your client to value you more highly and to feel loyalty to you. But the reality is that at some point, 6 months down the road, it's very possible that they'll be dealing with the person you badmouth. You can't do that. And if it ever comes to light, you can be fired for it. It can be called harassment. It's slander. So you can't do it. But you see why it makes a difference.
I do see why. And as I said, unfortunately, it is the latter situation.
Then you haul him in and you explain to him.
Yeah.
But you also, unless you want to lose him, I mean, you can also fire him outright. But... and if you have to go to another person, it's going to be hearsay. It's going to be your word against his. But I mean, so if you are superior, and even if you're just doing it as a friend, say, look, I get it. I get that it's a very effective technique. But understand that, you know, next month, the client's going to be dealing with a person you badmouth. How do you think that's going to work? You can't do that. Cecilia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Wondering if you could give me a simple way to handle my mother. I have a stepfather 20 years about. I don't consider him much of a father. Really, he's more of a pain in the neck. And
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, I mean, he's not your father, but he is your mom's consort. So
correct.
Where is your biological father alive?
No.
Okay.
It never was around.
Okay. So it's the only dad you've ever had.
When they got married, he's even admitted he wasn't really thrilled about being a dad again. So I'm not so sure you can.
Well, I mean, he may not have been great.
He's been my mother's husband, and he's been there, but he's never been the fathery type, you know.
Yeah. Well, were you the daughtery type?
I tried. After I had kids, I tried, and he just—he wasn't willing to drive even 40 minutes to come see us, have dinner, watch a movie. He had his little routine, and he'd rather drive 25 minutes to go to dinner at a restaurant.
Well, but understand, I mean, not everybody is entranced with kids and grandkids and whatever. What would your mother come by herself?
No, she won't leave him now. He is getting sick, and she won't leave him.
How old is he?
70. So he is up and getting up now.
And how's mom?
About 65. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue here? What's the question?
I'm going back for a visit, and one of the reasons we left and moved many states away was we didn't feel like we were getting anything from the family anyway, but I don't want to rub that in anybody's nose or really say anything about it. But now that we're visiting, she's, well, have you talked to him? Have you done, yeah. And to be honest,
Cecilia, yes. Let me tell you, before we go any farther, you've got a choice here. You can either go back to your 14-year-old grungy little self and be a snot, or you can be the magnificent grown-up Lady Cecilia. And you don't have to love this guy, but if you want a relationship with your mom, that it's very likely that whatever else he has or has done, he's taken care of your mom and made her happy for the last 20 years. And that's a gift. And whatever remaining time, that's a gift to her as well. The smartest thing you can possibly do is just be charming. You don't have to love him.
Just be cordial, I guess, is my question.
Charming slightly more than cordial. But yeah, I mean, all you have to do, you can treat him like a third cousin twice removed, but this is your Merle Streep Award Day. That it's not going to ever occur to either mom or stepdad that you don't really like him. You're going to be so charming that you're going to surprise yourself, because it's the percentage play. Anything else makes you look petty and childish.
And is it a requirement that I always act? I mean, on Father's Day that I call him, if he doesn't even call me on my birthday or
yes,
anything. Yes,
because
it?
Then you get the brownie points. You get to be the superior human being.
I don't want the brownie points.
Well, you get them from me. Yes, you do. You want them on your soul. You want them on your soul, and you want to make sure that, it sounds like the probability is that your mother will be widowed at some point. What you don't want her to do is make him Saint Henry and you the wicked child.
It's not worth it.
No, not at all. And all it costs you is on occasional visits to be pleasant.
I can do that.
And look, my dear, lots and lots and lots of us have been faced with exactly the same issue. And we don't have to love that person. And sometimes they're just as irritating as they can be. And sometimes they're presumptuous in what they think their role with us is. But the percentage play is to be charming.
So throw the bitterness and hostility
in
the pocket.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even throw it in your pocket. I'd flush it or, you know, confetti it or bury it or set it on fire. I'd just lose it. Because all it'll do is give you cellulite and wrinkles, and you don't need that. I mean, just wipe it out. Who cares? Stupid and cheerful and charming in this particular case.
I can do that.
Do you have children?
Yes.
What are the ages of your children?
7 and 8.
They will be so impressed, especially the 8-year-old. Is the 8-year-old girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, she'll get it. They will be so impressed that, Mom, wow, you're really nice. And they'll learn that, you know, that this is what breeding is all about. This is what manners is all about, is not letting people know when you think they're scum.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, 855-99-3-7569. We've got, what have we got? We don't have very much time left to do. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes left in this hour, and then we have another hour to go. So if you're trying to get through, not a bad time to get through. All right, let's do some more about flu shots, because I'm absolutely fascinated about people's perception, not whether they get the flu shots or not, because that's, in theory, right, a yes or no, but the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
I am a virtuous person. I don't get the flu.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Yes, you mere mortals. Well, we do know that there is some association with stress and depression and
sure.
our immune system.
Sure.
Our immune system is amazingly temperamental, I suppose, for lack of a better word. Although I think you do have to be a little careful. There is that sort of tendency to blame the victim, you know, and what was it? What's his first name? Cousins. It'll come to me in a minute. Norman Cousins, wrote a book like 25 years ago that said basically that he had cancer and that he watched Three Stooges movies, I think. Was it the Three Stooges or Marx Brothers? It was guy kind of humor.
Sure.
And cured himself of cancer. And
wow.
It made a huge fuss, yeah, at the time. And but, I mean, the problem is, and there's no question that sort of having a positive outlook can make a huge difference.
Sure.
But that you want to make sure that people who watch Marx Brothers music and their tumor doesn't, shrink are not, well, it's just because you didn't try hard enough.
Right, right.
It's one of the things that drove me nuts about the movie, the Notebook, was somehow if you love somebody enough, they'll come out of Alzheimer's
and
remember you. And I'm thinking, I just want to strangle somebody because it's so mistaken. And that somehow that if you love me enough, you wouldn't have Alzheimer's. Be careful about that kind of thinking. It's just not accurate. All right, so let's go back to flus.
Sure.
The floozies.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We only cover the fun stuff here.
Indeed.
So, I think the last one we left off on, she was talking about the vitamin D and eating well and all that sort of thing. I have to agree with that to a certain extent because, I mean, that sort of thing is very important. I started taking zinc last year at the first sign of, the little tickle at the back of the throat and whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people
and
believe in that.
I'll tell you what, it has worked like a charm for me. And, you know, I suppose it's different for everybody, too. It might not work.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, being a broadcaster, people are always coming up with great ideas so you don't sound icky. The problem is, as far as I'm concerned, zinc gives me an upset stomach is the problem.
Okay,
it's very hard on your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, I never argue with anything that works, but basically getting a good night's sleep, drinking a lot of water, washing your hands. I mean, you know, we all know the obvious, right?
I would hope so.
Yes, well, if not, that's why it's obvious.
Yeah.
We'll tell you again. There we go.
So Hector says, yes, he will get the flu shot. There's too many strange viruses going around.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, the thing about getting a flu shot, and I'm surprised somebody hasn't actually already mentioned it, which is that you're basically only being inoculated against what they now know.
Yeah.
Which is true, and that the viruses do mutate, and so. But the question is, are they going to mutate close enough so that whatever you've got is going to be protective or not? And
sure.
You know, it's hard to know. As my daughter says, who kind of works in this field, it's the stuff that we don't have a name for that's going to get us.
Yep.
If there's a name for it, you're probably okay.
Lori says, yes, because I have a young child who gets one as well. I had a mercury-free one when I was pregnant. I agree with the medical authorities who say that you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. She says the shot makes my arm sore and I'm a little more tired for a few days, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and I think part of that, again, is going in. My guess, and I don't know that anybody's ever done the study because it's probably a little bit immoral, to be quite honest, of telling everybody that they got the flu shot and then doing two things, tracking them and seeing if they got the flu or not.
Right.
Number one, and number two, if they, you know, how they felt in the next like week. And the thing is, my guess is that a certain percentage of people who got a saline injection are going to say that that they got symptoms in the first couple of days, but they were flu free. Try to say that with a mouthful of teeth.
Yeah.
You know what we believe to be the case. Because I remember a couple of years ago, I was doing a promotion for a drugstore, and so they had me come down. They didn't make me. They were fairly insistent, but that's not the same as making me. I am a person of free will. But they came and they took pictures, and, you know, and I was going on a cruise the next day or something, and I'm convinced that I got, you know, that I had light symptoms. This year, I just literally was in, you know, I was bouncing around the city. I was doing 15 different things. I just happened to go past, I guess it was a Walgreens. It, you know what? It wasn't. It was Kmart, believe it or not. I know. I was shopping for my Cher wig for next year.
Oh, sure.
And they have big signs that says flu shots. And I said, and it was like, you know, I had to be at the theater in like a half hour. And I thought, you know what? Just do it.
Yeah,
and I tend not to do that on times where I can't go home and, you know, and if I'm going to feel icky. Then so I just went and got it, and I was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
No symptoms. I didn't have time to have the symptoms. Didn't occur to me. I was so distracted. It was a three-hour play that I was fine. So, you know, I think I'm as probably suggestible, if not more so, than the next person. So what can I tell you?
I have a feeling, though, too, that the shot has gotten better in recent years.
I think that's true. They at one point they were using live virus, and I think they just don't do that anymore.
Right, yep.
Because, first of all, it is not any more protective, apparently, as an attenuated virus, and there's obviously much more of a risk.
Sure,
so.
Yep. Let's see. Chris says, no, I'm taking a supplement instead, and I feel great and won't get sick.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we should do, it's kind of like that at one point, early on in my career, which I've learned not to take on people who have bully pulpits because they'll bully me, but National Enquirer used to do, you know, predictions on the first page of the year of, you know, all these things are going to happen. And I actually wrote them down. And then in December, would call up the people who made these predictions and say, okay, you want to talk about these?
Yeah.
And something like, and these were psychics. I think that's the other part of it. They're all psychics. And they were less accurate. I think we also, I'm trying to remember, it was somewhat complicated. Somebody else did a study on it as well. But what I would do is I would write down what their predictions were and then call them in December. But somebody, I think, actually did a study that had psychics as opposed to just people randomly choosing events like, you know, it's going to be a cold, the winter is going to be 5 degrees above normal or something, or the unemployment. I mean, you know, betting on whatever it was.
Yeah. Yep.
And it turns out that the general public was right, I think, about like 23 to 30% of the time. And psychics were right about 10% of the time.
that's too funny.
Yeah. But now I don't take on psychics because I figure they have voodoo dolls.
Yeah,
you know,
you never know.
And you take on the wrong psychic, and, you know, not a good idea. So.
Yikes!
Exactly.
All right. Well, I guess we're heading
the
up
psychics,
on break here.
Yeah, the psychics just heard me. Yeah, yes, they did it for us. All right. 855. Only kidding you, folks. Honest, sort of. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.